My name is Evine Deneen and I'm a third year student studying the Bachelor of Arts in Food Business Innovation in MTU Kerry Campus. I am 20 years old and I'm working as a commis chef in Ballyseedy Castle.
When did you realise that you wanted a career in the food industry?
I actually never wanted to work anywhere to be a chef. We've all seen things such as like Gordon Ramsay being crazy inside in kitchens, and I don't have the personality for that, I don't think. But then I started working in a kitchen and I loved it. I love the fast pace of everything. I think I'm too hyperactive to work in a job like a 9-to-5, so I need to be constantly going. I love the way that you can meet loads of different people in this industry, get to talking about multiple different things, and no day is the same in your job when you're working with food.
That's good, and it probably makes it a bit more exciting as well, because as you say, every day is different, so you've an idea of maybe what you're facing into, but you don't know for definite, and things could change as the day goes on. Mm-hmm. So I suppose it keeps you on your toes, but keeps you busy, and the day probably goes quite quickly, I can imagine. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so you could be working anything from long hours inside kitchens, but you'd find that it actually flies. The longest days I probably have are inside in college doing lectures and sitting there listening to the health and safety side of it, but once you're inside in the kitchen, sure, service flies.
And what do you like especially about being in the kitchen?
I love how creative you can be and how you can express like the different designs on plates and experimenting with like flavours. And I get that I can talk to people and learn constantly every day.
And tell me so about the award that you won. It was for Brownie Bawn, I think, wasn't it?
So I created a product, which is Brownie Bawn, a white chocolate and raspberry blondie. So it's very similar to a brownie, except it doesn't have any chocolate inside of it. So we created it as part of a module originally, which was product development. And I wanted something that wasn't in the Irish marketplace. And we did market research down online, and there was nothing of the sort. Blondies aren't popular at all in Ireland, and if you ask anyone, no one knows what a blondie is. So I wanted to create something that was different. So we did 8 prototype testing kitchens, and I got to be partnered up with Mercy, thankfully, who's been nothing but great and answered any questions that I ever had. And yeah, we went through the test kitchens. We're doing a run of it now, a showcase where it's going to hit the market, and hopefully everyone will like it.
Fantastic. And it must have been a lovely feeling. Like, you've put a lot of hard work in, as you mentioned there. So it must have been a lovely feeling to get recognised and to win the award.
The competition wasn't a culinary competition, so that's why it felt such a good thing to come out with an award like this. Best business pitch, because we were getting up against engineering students, and the fact that a food product could be recognised as something that could win is so exciting.
It's great. And you're taking part in the course in MTU. How are you finding that?
So I'm nearly finished now, thankfully. So third year in, and I actually loved it. I never was the best in school. I always was a good studier, but I never really stuck. But I find that I can excel in things like practicals and being able to express myself and being able to develop things. And you never feel like you're working when you're doing things like cooking. So it's great.
And it's nice. It sounds like you get to use your creativity a lot as well. And that's probably really nice, because you're constantly creating something different and I suppose using those creative skills that you have.
So creativity is one of my best traits, I'd say. So we've had the opportunity to develop menus. We've been able to work with chefs and do pop-up restaurants. And we were able to develop menus, which like you get to experience and do a load of new things that you never would have been able to, and come up with these dishes that you're like, oh, and then you get to see the final product. You're like, oh, I did that. And it's great.
That's fabulous. It sounds like a really nice feeling. So Mercy, you might talk me through maybe your own career path and how you've gotten to where you've gotten.
I love cooking. I always loved cooking. So when I was in school, my first job would have been in, oh my God, Bantry, in Seaview House Hotel back in the day, doing all sorts of odd jobs and cleaning and washing up and hanging out clothes and you name it, we did it. But from being in the kitchen, I knew I loved catering. I was too young to do the professional cookery course, and I did a 13-week intensive cooking course in the Top Great Southern Hotel at the time, run by CERT. Loved it, and so the next step was obviously, you know, to go to college. So landed down in Tralee IT, and we were the first group of chefs to train in Tralee. And I suppose I haven't looked back since. I mean, I've just loved good food always. And got great experience from my placements there and competitions there. And after working in Ireland at the time for Michael Clifford, who has passed away since, I was mad to travel. So I went to Germany for a while, and then I went to the UK and At the time, I only applied for a job in Michelin star restaurants.
Fantastic.
I just say aim high to anyone who's interested in catering. Aim high, do the, you know, go for the best you can, because you can always change the style afterwards. But if you get good basics, that's really important.
You touched on it there. You have a lot of experience yourself, and you would have spent a lot of years working as a chef, and now you own Wicked Desserts. What does it take, I suppose, to have a career in the food industry?
Well, I suppose it's like any career. It's great if you love what you do. I think to do well in any industry, you need to work hard, and there's no point in pretending you don't. So the people who get to the top in any industry aren't running out the door the minute the 40 hours is up, and they're not taking an interest. I mean, they're actively going to be taking an interest in everything, actively looking to progress and improve in everything you do, be willing to try out new things and to travel and experience, you know, new places, new food. And yes, I think a good grounding in good quality is the thing. I suppose I would very much have always felt it's about the quality of the ingredients. And if you start with good ingredients, it would be very difficult to do bad food. But if you don't start with good ingredients, it'll be very difficult to do good food.
And I know there is a perception out there maybe that, you know, this isn't a career maybe that's for someone that wants to have a family or wants to, you know, kind of have the typical 9-to-5. But that's not really the case anymore. You can pivot and you can kind of work the career around your own lifestyle as well.
Oh, there's so much more openings now in the food industry than there used to be, I think. There's food media, there's food filming, and then there is catering and chefing, and there's lots of cafe opportunities. But I also think if you're good enough at what you do, then I think employers, for the most part, would and should try to accommodate people. Like, I used to love working weekends because there was time to do things Monday to Friday when everyone else was at work. If you just are flexible and, I think, talk to your employers, I think employers need to listen to people. And there'll always be some people who want to work mornings. There's some people who love late working. It's about flexibility and talking to people and keep looking for what works for you. At the moment, Wicked works great for me. I have two teenagers. I'm available in the evenings to, you know, bring to sporting activities and stuff like that. But I did stop for a while when they were both babies.
Yeah, and it's good to be able to do that, I suppose, and be able to, you know, kind of have that bit of flexibility. Mercy, at the moment you're mentoring Vivian. How exciting is it to have someone like Vivian pursuing a career in the industry?
Well, let's say she didn't need a lot of mentoring. She knew what she was about. She knew what she wanted to do. She came and chatted with us. She helped out in the kitchen one of the days. She's very enthusiastic, very interested. It's really lovely to see someone that interested in what they're doing, that dedicated, and just putting in the work and brilliantly getting the result she obviously deserved.
TJ, I'm going to bring you in now. It's great to see such creativity by Vivian and by other young people as well that are interested in a career in the food industry.
Absolutely. I suppose the main thing is to kind of acknowledge, you know, the achievement of Vivian, because as she said, the competition was opened to all students of MTU, science, engineering and all of that. And I suppose one of the things is that Vivian said is, you know, she's creative, but she's also very humble, and she should give herself a good pat in the back, because, I mean, in fairness, she's achieved something really, really great, and we're very, very proud of her. You know, I think that one thing sometimes, you know, it's like when you ask Vivian or you ask anybody, why did they go into it or why did they choose it? I think one of the main things is that you have to look into yourself and see, well, you know, who am I? What am I? And it's, if you are creative, if you don't like any 2 days to be the same, if you find that, you know, that you excel practically, all of those type of things, well, then this is a definite type of career or profession for you, you know. And I suppose one of the key things is, you know, when you'd be asked the question about what these courses give you, like, there's so much more to being a chef than actually just being able to, you know, cook and create. Because what Vivian didn't probably say is that she actually went up and she presented to a panel of 4 people, you know, like a Dragon's Den style setup. And then she did an 8 minutes question and answer with them. And then the next day she set up a stall and the general public were allowed in, and there was 2 judging panels there. And she did all that. So, I mean, that could actually horrify a chef that's inside in the kitchen all the time, because they don't like to be at the forefront. But the one thing about the courses and the way they're created today, it's multifaceted. And, you know, there's things like time management, there's leadership, there's communication skills, there's business acumen. Because, I mean, she created a product, but at the end of the day, that product also needs to be viable. It needs to make money. So, you know, there's an awful lot of things. But I think, and I suppose the biggest thing of all then, what it all has to be underpinned with, and the two people that you've spoken to so far, like Vivian and Mercy, it's underpinned by passion. It's like a vocation almost. And it's like, if you were given the choice to do anything else, you wouldn't probably do it anyway, because you just love what you're doing.
And you touched on it there, like, it is a passion, I suppose, and there is a lot of exciting career options available to people that take part in this course. Will you just talk us through maybe some of the options that are available to people?
Yeah, I suppose you would have always thought, if you did culinary arts or professional cookery course, you know, that you're going to end up working in a hotel or a restaurant, which is absolutely fantastic, and it can bring you all over the world and it can do many great things for you. But now the whole world of food is massive. Like, we'll say, if you look at Mercy, an entrepreneur, her own business, got to the top of her game when she was in restaurants, became a head chef, then decided to take a little bit of a change in life, and then is still staying true to what she is. So there's entrepreneurship, there is, like, parts of the courses would be food writing, food photography. I suppose, you know, there is so many different, like, there's delicatessens, there's coffee shops, there's working on cruise liners, there's traveling. You know, really, to be honest, which I think the key thing is, the way I look at it, is a qualification such as this is like having a second passport that can get you all over the world, but can get you into so many different things. And I suppose the key thing as well is the absolute transferability of the skills that you get. So if you do end up not where you started, well, it will have certainly helped you along the way. For example, I started in 1989 in the RTC. And if you asked me if I would be a lecturer, like, it was the furthest thing from my mind. If you told me, would I have travelled and gone to Germany and places, furthest thing on my mind. So I think the key message to any young person is follow your dream. Do something that you love doing, because if you do, you'll never work a day in your life. And the other thing is, where you start is not always where you'll finish.
That's a really good message. And you kind of mentioned there about the skills and the different skills that you learn through the different steps you take in your career. There are a lot of job opportunities out there in this career as well, as you've touched on. You know, you can travel and you can go wherever you want to go, really, and take the skills with you. But particularly here in Ireland at the moment, there are a lot of openings and a lot of positions, and a lot of businesses are looking for staff in this industry.
Unbelievable, yeah. And I suppose, like, you know, and that is the thing. I mean, there's no point in saying it, because you have to say it out. There, it does get a lot of bad press. But I think that for every bad story, I think you'd probably find two good ones. But normally the people who are in the good story are too busy doing what they're doing to actually tell you. They're in the kitchens, they're doing what they've always done, and they're still enjoying it. Because otherwise, if they weren't, to be honest with you, we wouldn't have an industry. But we all need to work together to ensure that we encourage young people like Vivian to follow this and follow their dream and to be as successful as she has already to date.
Absolutely. It's fantastic to see. Vivian, you can tell by talking to you that you really love what you do, and that's really important. And you're very lucky, I suppose, to be someone who's in that position. But if there was someone listening and they thought that they might like to go down this career path, maybe, would you encourage them to do so?
It has to be for you to like it. I would say, if you like cooking and if pursuing something creative is what you want to do, then working in a kitchen is definitely something where you can explore that. Like, no 2 days are the same. I go in excited to go to work because I can make this and I can make that, and what else can I learn? And it's never boring. And the people that you meet inside these kitchens, like, they really do become your family, because you're in such close proximity with them. And you'll fight with them, of course, but you fight with your family, but it's always just a great day at work.
And what's next? You mentioned you're launching your product. When did you say again to me, soon enough?
It's in April. There'll be a product showcase for everyone in the class. Everyone has a product that they're developing, so it'll be a showcase and it'll be open for everyone to try it.
Fantastic. That must be really exciting.
Very exciting. I never thought anything like this would come of it, because I originally signed up to do the culinary arts and then I changed into food business innovation, which is probably the best thing that ever happened to me, because I've gotten so much more skills than just cooking. The confidence that I've gained, if you told me when I was in secondary school that I could be doing presentations of 10 minutes, I'd probably tell you no way. So it's just amazing what you can learn, and it's great.
It certainly is, and huge congratulations to you. It's brilliant to see. What's next, or have you any plans for the future?
After college, it's scary out there. What are we going to do? So working is definitely my priority for right now, and I hope to continue with making things such as cakes, wedding cakes, desserts, and hopefully grow my own business in the future.
Fantastic. Thanks a million for coming in.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.